the old St. Joe Home for Boys here in town. Graduated from Western High School. So he's a Panther. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning. Good morning to all you wonderful people in Jackson and the surrounding areas.
Yeah, Andy was with us a few months ago. He's written a book, St. Joe Home for Boys, by Andy, and detailing his, five or six years there, Andy?
Yeah. My brother and I spent 5 years there from 1960 to 1965.
So what are your memories?
Well, I guess the toughest thing that we had to deal with was, while we felt things were pretty good in our family life at the time, suddenly, because of a divorce, our happy childhood kind of got interrupted abruptly. And then when we discovered that we were going to be placed in the orphanage, Archie and I and my sister with our grandmother, who we called Babcia, which is Polish for grandma, we certainly weren't too happy about that. We were pretty frustrated and sad that we had to go to this orphanage, because we knew, being Catholic and having gone to St. Stan's Church and all that, we kind of knew what the sisters, looked like, and they were kind of a little bit different, kind of, I don't know, from a boy's perspective, a little bit scary. So this whole story that I wrote was actually from a, from the perspective of a scared young boy growing up in that time frame in the orphanage. And again, the title of the book is Andy and the St. Joseph Home for Boys. I published it on May 10th in paperback form on Amazon. It's a true story, and it gives you the experiences that I and Archie and many boys, really, of that time frame, went through when they were at that orphanage on the corner of Blackstone and Van Buren Streets there in Jackson.
I think you were surprised at the reaction you got from the book, weren't you?
Oh, absolutely. I actually never planned to write this story. In fact, when my brother and I were taken out of the orphanage, our father remarried, and we were taken out of the orphanage, I really put everything that I had for memories of that orphanage behind me. I moved forward to a new life. So for 50 years, this story has been trapped inside my head. I didn't even know it. It was kind of a subconscious thing that my mind did, I guess, maybe to protect me from those experiences. Even though there were a lot of good experiences, I think it was to protect me from, some of the scary experiences there. I actually, this whole thing started with my sister sharing a photo that she found on the You're Probably from Jackson Facebook group. It was a photo of the orphanage. And so she said, you might want to join this group and, see what's going on. So I did. And I, read a bunch of posts about, what other people write about. So I decided to write a little story and post it out on that Facebook group. I never imagined the reaction I got during that first posting. I mean, there were 700 reactions.
Wow.
And 300 comments from people. And I thought, wow, I didn't think it was that big a deal.
I'm sure you touched a nerve, especially with maybe some people that were familiar with that orphanage.
Yeah, that's the feedback that I got, is a lot of people actually had either walked by that orphanage or drove by that orphanage and saw. I mean, it was a, really fabulous mansion, and wondered what was going on behind those doors. I mean, they knew that it was an orphanage, but they really didn't know what went inside. And that's, I guess that's one of the beauties of the book, is that it opens that door. It gives people from Jackson and anybody that wondered about that orphanage a peek inside to what truly happened inside the orphanage.
And from the outside, that was a scary-looking place.
Yeah, it's scary, but also beautiful. I mean, at one time, that was considered one of the nicest mansions in the Jackson area.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a beautiful place, both outside and inside. And I do describe in detail the very elaborate decorations and stuff that were inside that orphanage, so that people can, you know, get a picture of what was in there. Also, a big part of it is the emotional roller coasters that us as children go through when we have to deal with such an, you know, abrupt change in their lifestyle. And even though it was a really nice mansion, you know, the truth was we'd rather be in our little three-room Quonset hut of a home that we had that was less than 500 square feet than to be in that orphanage, because, I mean, in our minds, it was kind of like a prison, because even though we went to school and walked back and forth to schools, you know, my brother and I went to St. John's and then we went to St. Stan's, you still had to be back at a certain time. It wasn't like you could just, you know, wander in the woods and explore, or, you know, like we could back in our farm that we lived on before we were put into the orphanage. So it goes through a lot of the pain and sorrow of being dropped off at the orphanage. I mean, every time our dad would take us back to the orphanage, I mean, we'd cry our eyes out for 30 minutes. We didn't want to be there. And it wasn't that the sisters or anything were bad or anything, because I never personally experienced any, you know, no abuse or anything like that that some people do. It was just, we didn't want to be there because we wanted to be back in our own home, be back with the family that we had before, the lifestyle that we had before, and all that. But in the end, and really part of this story is the hope and looking at things from a positive perspective after I spent 3 years of really, you know, my way of getting even with them putting me in the orphanage was I was a bad boy for 2 or 3 years, and I learned the hard way with a lot of, you know, sore bottom ends and sore fingers of writing 100 times, I shall not do this, and all that kind of stuff. I learned that, you know, life might be a little bit more pleasant if I was a little, you know, behaved myself.
Hey, Andy has a book signing tomorrow here in town. Tell our listeners about it real quick.
Okay. I expect that there will be a number of people coming to this from the feedback that I've gotten, the confirmations. The book cottage is on 4500 Francis Street near Vandercook Lake. It's mm-hmm. a pretty big place, but of course there's a lot of bookshelves and other things inside the store, okay? So you'll be asked to wear a mask when you enter the store and the social distancing thing and everything. I will be there with some guests, and I will be selling that book and some of the other books that I had published prior to that. And it is from 2 o'clock to 7 o'clock. And what I did is I extended the hours so that we wouldn't have such big peak times, so that people, it would spread out the crowd a little bit, so that they had 5 hours to attend this. I'll also have another book signing on Saturday, the August 8th, and that one will be from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. So that's in 6 hours of book signing there. And you'll basically come in the door, if there's a line, you'll get in the line, and you'll come to the table where my wife and I will be handing out books, and I'll be signing books as you go through. And once you get your books, the followers asked me to do a calendar too that had some pictures of some quotes that I've been sharing with the group. So I Got some calendars, 2021 calendars there too for very limited supply. But once you get the books and the calendars, then you can go to the cash register and pay for that. If you want to hang around and things slow down at any point, I'll pause for a little bit, do a little Q&A session with people and, you know, okay, let them ask questions and so forth.
Andy, appreciate the visit. Good luck with the book signing tomorrow.
Well, thank you very much, Greg. I really appreciate it. And I hope to see many of those smiling faces and wonderful people that I've been chatting with for several months now.
Take care.